already written, I will rise to the top. Now I give it everything that I got. Yeah, I'm gon' ball, yeah, I'm gon' be prepared for them suckers that be hating on me. Raised in the world that's so cold. Why so much hate, I don't know. Stereotyped and they can't see how it is growing up as a young G. Strange when you're raised in a dope hole. No food, you can't get your dope sold. Love could just die and it can't be.
My boy, B-Love, we are here to give you the inside track, the inside scoop on high school football throughout the country. As I told you, we are that number one show when it comes to high school football throughout the country. We bring you South Florida, Dallas, Texas, California. We bring the nation to your ears here on the Tony Sands Show. We got a host of guests. When I say a host of guests, we got my main girl, Julie Corona, coming on, talking recruiting, talking to some of the local athletes that is being pushed by herself and the rest of everyone here throughout the South Florida area that is helping young men fulfill their dreams. We got you might call this show Quarterback University, because we're bringing quarterbacks on from Cardinal Gibbons. We're bringing Tyler Cogwell on from American Heritage, 6'5". You heard me say it, folks. Yes, 6'5". He's leading American Heritage to great heights. Great heights. We're also bringing in our guy, Eddie, our main man. When I say Eddie Jackson, this guy has just gotten offers from Tennessee. The University of Miami is coming in on him. Just look round the corner, probably within the next hour, the next day, he will be getting offers from the University of Miami. He also has offers from Louisiana, Lafayette, Utah State, SMU. That's right. SMU out of Dallas, Texas. Like I told you, Dallas is like our big brother company when it comes to high school football, because we bring you Mr. Bibbs, also from Dallas, Texas. But without further ado, because like I told you, there's no one else in the South Florida area that's beating the streets, that's on the phone with coaches, that are talking with high school coaches, college coaches, and meeting young men throughout the South Florida area, none other than Julie Corona. Welcome to the Tony Sands Show, Julie Corona.
Hey, Tony, how are you?
Julie, I'm doing fine. I'm going to tell you something. You know, my day is planned out from start to finish. I finished up my boot camp. I finish up that at 7:30, and I have to get in the car to get to the studio to get this show put on, because we have so many viewers, parents, and athletes that want to hear what we have to say, because what we have to say is the truth, because we believe in telling young men the truth when it comes to high school football.
Well, that is for sure, Tony.
But now, Julie, you know, I tell people so much that, you know, you are my expert when it comes to high school recruiting, high school, when I say any and everything when it comes to football. You sure enough let me know what people are looking for when it comes to this. Now, Julie, one area I want to get into today when it comes to high school football is the recruiting process, because it's such a lengthy process. I mean, a lengthy process. There's so many crooks and turns, so much the information that you must know. One of the things I always want, that I always see happen to young men at the last minute, and I want you to explain this a little in detail. Guys, they have a bunch of offers. What we mean by offers is that school offer them scholarships. And all of a sudden, the guys say, okay, hey, you know, I'm going to pick this school and I'm going to drop everybody else. Is that something wise to tell a young man to do? Could you elaborate a little bit on the do's and the don'ts of that?
Well, I think there's different situations that go along with that. You know, coming from prior to summer, especially, you know, when we're talking about seniors, a lot of times kids will get offered prior to, you know, them going to the college football camps. And then all of a sudden it comes to the time where they're playing in their senior year and they think they have 10 offers. However, maybe they haven't really spoken to 3 out of those 10, and they assume that those offers are still good. The problem that I see is a lot of times kids will think that they have all of these offers and in turn, you know, pass up other things that come along because they'll say, listen, I'm just going to this school. When in fact, in their mind, they think that they're going to that school because they had an offer prior to summer, but yet haven't really communicated with that coach and that coach saying that, listen, we're going to accept that offer, we're going to stay with you and ride this thing out. A lot of times what kids don't understand is that at the same time, in the background, coaches, you know, if they get a commitment from another player across the country or wherever, and that's that one, you know, spot that is allotted for that college, then that means the other kid that they may have offered prior to doesn't have a spot left anymore. So, you know, what I always tell kids is you need to know where you stand with that coach continuously who is recruiting you and holding to those offers.
And that's, you know, and 'cause you see it so much. And I see it the day before signing day, 2 days before signing day, a kid has went from August all the way around to February, because February is signing day, national letter of intent. And all of a sudden, 2 days before, this school said they have run out of offers, but they have run out of scholarships. And they have nothing else to give this young man. So what
that's
is
that's very true. It happens a lot. And then what happens is that kid is scrambling to find anything, and then he's dropped all communication with other colleges. You know, and then he feels he can go ahead and call up one of those coaches that maybe he had had a relationship prior to and think he can go ahead and give them, you know, his verbal commitment. And those are, you know, the best thing that I always tell kids is, make sure, you know, everyone talks about you get five trips, you get five visits, all of those things. Make sure that you are consistently speaking with those college coaches all the way through. Because at the end of the day, we see it all the time, kids go for signing day, and it usually does happen to when you're a week before, if the college will get a different commitment from a kid that maybe they were hoping for that fell off of someone else's board, they will in turn then drop a kid that they were expecting a commitment from. That child felt like that's where he was going to go.
And that's what I call, go ahead, June. That's what
you
I
know,
call that dark side. Go ahead. That's what I call that dark side of recruiting, because there is dark sides to this recruiting, because kids must understand that this is a business and understand that with every business, there's got to be business decisions. So you got to make sure that you're making these decisions. That's what's in the best interest of you and no one else. No one else.
Correct. You know, I think kids know if they're following and being, you know, again, we talked about this last week. Letters mean really nothing. At the end of the day, kids all say, well, you know, so-and-so sending me letters. I believe that they've offered me. If you're not talking to a college coach directly, you really don't have an offer from that school.
And that's what, you know,
that's a misconception.
Exactly. You got to make sure that you are on point. Your family should be involved in this because it is a big decision. Julie, let me and I thank you for that. But hey, we have a special guest. Told you we have a host of guests here on the Tony Sands Show that we're bringing to you. We're bringing Cardner Gibbons, quarterback, kicker. Ryan, Ryan, you know, I have a hard time with names, a hard time with last names. Ryan, welcome to the Tony Sands Show.
Thank you, sir. Thank you for having me.
Okay, Ryan, you know, I had to do this to a kid in Detroit because he had a name, one of these hard last names. Give us the correct pronunciation of your last name.
Gerritano. Ryan Gerritano.
Gerritano.
Yes, sir.
Now, the way it's spelt, you would think it was tougher than the way it just sounded, the way you made it sound.
Oh,
huh?
Definitely. I get that a lot.
So it ain't
Tony,
my dyslexia. What'd you say?
Can I get recalled into this call because my phone is breaking up? I can't hear anything.
Sure. Don, make sure you call Julie and get Julie back on the air while me and Ryan is communicating here. Ryan,
Yes, sir.
Tell me, give me a little background on yourself and how you wind up going to Cardinal Gibbons.
Okay, so my brother went there, first of all, and, I mean, being there and the atmosphere at Cardinal Gibbons, I kind of fell in love with it. At all the football games, they have a great atmosphere. Students are really involved, and all the faculty comes to the games. The principal there, Mr. Shaw, he's at every single football game. I became really good friends with him, and especially the coaches, Mike Morrill and Matt DeBuck and Coach Montiel. I mean, I became real great friends with them, and they kind of drew me into the program. I fell in love with it watching my brother play.
And let me tell you, you said some names that I am so familiar with when it comes to high school football. You said Matt DeBuck.
Yes, sir.
Matt told me some things that I never knew. You know, when I was playing college football, I wore the number 24. And Matt had to, you know, when I was in St. Thomas, Matt had to be probably a baby. Matt probably was in the elementary school at the time. And one day I met him, you know, both of us grown. He's coaching over at Cardinal Gibbons. And the one thing he told me, you know, because I seen him at Texas Tech, because I followed a lot of the running backs after I played. I follow a lot of running backs that, you know, play here locally and go off to college. And Matt wore number 24, and he told me, he said, you know, I wore that number because of you. And I said, what do you mean by that? He said, because I compared myself to you. And that was a great compliment that anyone can give you when they say they wear a number because of you. He looked up to me. Do you get that a lot, you know, when you, you know, here you are a quarterback. So you're the leader. They consider you guys leaders of teams, correct?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
What is it like? You know, not everybody, you know, all quarterbacks are not leaders, and not all leaders are quarterbacks.
Understandable.
Which one of those fits you best? Are you a leader that's playing quarterback, or are you a quarterback that's a leader? Which one do you think fits you?
I'm definitely a leader that's playing quarterback. I came out day one in August, and I wanted to take the reins on this team, and I wanted to take control. I wanted to be a player, and I wanted to be a coach as well. I didn't want to get involved in the coaches and what they were doing, but I wanted to help out when a receiver messed up his route or he didn't know the play. I wanted to be there to help him out, and I wanted to be the one to break down the team. I wanted to be the one to lead in stretches. I wanted to be in front of every single line, and I wanted to be the one who took the first team snaps. Definitely a leader playing quarterback.
And that's the part that is so important, because you say you're a leader playing quarterback. Because one thing about a leader is a leader on and off the field.
Yes, sir.
That is an intangible that people can't take away from you. They can't take that away from you. If a scout is listening here to the Tony Sands Show, how do a guy like you pitch yourself to a school?
First of all, I tell myself is that I'm going to play any position that you see me on your team. I'm going to play the position that you would like to see me on your field, suiting you the best at, benefiting your team the most. I tell myself as I play the quarterback and kicking position the best, but I'm also an athlete. I can definitely play slot. I can catch the ball for you. I can do whatever you want, you'd like me to, and I will definitely lead your team into victory.
And Julie, because we have Julie back with us, you know, Julie is a busy lady, so, you know, she's traveling all over the place. That's why I'm delighted that we have her here on the Tony Sands Show. Julie, what are some of the things that you see in Ryan that just stands out and catches your eye when you watch his film, when you see him play?
Well, the one thing that really, you know, I've known Ryan now, I've followed Ryan for, you know, really ever since he was in the school. And the one thing that has always remained a constant with Ryan is that he's a leader. He's an overachiever. We see him on the field. He's not afraid to, you know, take the ball and run with it. I mean, he can be a pocket passer. He can be a spread guy. The fact that he can break down the defense very quickly. So he's able to option out of things. And the thing that, you know, you can see is when he goes in the game changes. And for me, you know, for him, he's got excellent grades as a recruiter. This is one thing I look for. I look for character. I look for grades. And then, you know, obviously football. But when I can go and tell a college that this kid has the utmost best character, which meaning he's going to lead your university on and off the football field, that for me is a constant thing that Ryan does.
And
I think
Ryan,
that's what puts him ahead of everyone.
Ryan, you keep working hard. You keep doing what coaches are asking for you. You keep doing what your parents are asking of you. And, man, great things are going to happen for you. Julie, you got a heck of an ace on your side. So great things are going to happen for you in this recruiting process. Keep showing people what you can do as a player and a person, and great things are going to happen for you. It was
Tony,
a pleasure to have
you. I'm sorry. I don't know if Ryan told you. You did get invited tonight into the Nike All-Star Game as well.
Wow.
Which is voted on. Yeah, which you know, Tony, here is voted on. Coaches around Dade and Broward County and the people that I feel, you know, that the kids are best suited to play in that game. So that says a lot for Ryan.
And it does here in Broward County. When you talk about the Nike camp, that's only the best of the best here in Broward in the South Florida area. You are considered one of the best of the best. So you keep working hard. And, man, you got Julie on your side, so you're going to go places. We're going to go to a commercial break. We got to pay a little bills. But, Ryan, it was a pleasure to have you on. We're going to continue to follow your career, continue to follow you throughout your high school season to let everyone in the country know that you are the top, one of the top quarterbacks throughout the country, because I know you put up numbers just like any other of the quarterbacks that are being recruited. So you continue to work hard in the classroom and on the football field. Julie, stay tuned with us. We're going to a commercial break. Ryan, it was a pleasure to have you on the Tony Sands Show.
Thank you very much, Mr. Sands. I appreciate it a lot.
Thank you. And tell the Buck and coach them I said what's up.
Yes, sir. Definitely.
All right. Thank you for coming to the Tony Sands Show. We're going to go to a commercial break because we got to pay some bills, and then we're coming back with the quarterback from American Heritage, Tyler Cogswell.
If you have the need for speed, or do you simply just want to lose weight, or get the best training to help you develop your skills, whether it's football or any other sport, just to name a few different skills you can learn, like agility, balance, coordination, assistance, and resistance. In order to be the best, you got to get trained by the best. Tony Sands at GetSensational.com. For more information, call 954-691-7804. Once again, 954-691-7804. Call now.
I will rise to the top. Now I give it everything that I got. Yeah, I'm gon' ball. Yeah, I'm gon' be prepared for them suckers that be hating on me. Raised in the world that's so cold. Why so much hate? I don't know. Stereotyped and they can't see how it is growing up as a young G. Strange when you're raised in a dope hole. No food if you can't get your dope sold. My uncle just died and it can't be. Tell me this, who made it? It's already written, I will rise to the top. Now I give it everything that I got. Yeah, I'm gon' ball, yeah, I'm gon' be prepared for them suckers that be hating on me. It was already written, I will rise to the top. Now I give it everything that I got. Yeah, I'm gon' ball, yeah, I'm gon' be prepared for them suckers that be hating on me. Stress get thick, but I won't fold. Devil hoping that I'll switch, but I won't go. Riding in my whip, I'm a lonely. On the side of the Lord, where I'm gon' be. Swerve, but I take back control. Hometown looking back at the popo. Shaw smell blood in the blue sea. In the streets, they'll kill for a Uzi. Written, I will rise to the top. Now I give it everything that I got. Yeah, I'm gon' ball. Yeah, I'm gon' be prepared for them suckers that be hating on me. It was already written, I will rise to the top. Now I give it everything that I got. Yeah, I'm gon' ball, yeah, I'm gon' be prepared for them suckers that be hating on me. Straight to
to the top, that's for sure. Two clocks, two texts, and a fofo. Equipped for the snakes and the phonies. Even keep a close eye on the homies. These words come from my soul. My story had to be told. Let you see what I see and take you places I be. In my dreams I can fly. In the Lord I can fly. Now I'm just flying high. Was made to be the light. And I, in my dreams I can fly. Now I'm just flying high. In the Lord I can fly. Was made to be the light. It was and all that I did. Now I rise to the top. Now I give it everything that I got. Yeah, I'm gon' fall, yeah, I'm gon' be prepared for the state that be hating on me. It was already written, I would rise to the top. Now I give it everything that I got. Yeah, I'm gon' fall, yeah, I'm gon' be prepared for the state that be hating on me. And I.
Welcome back to the Tony Sands Show. I'm going to tell you, our next guest is unbelievable. Unbelievable when it comes to high school quarterbacks here in the South Florida area. Listen to some of this. And it blew my mind when I went to looking at this. Passing over 2,000 yards, 23 touchdowns, no interceptions. No interceptions. He's taken his team into the playoffs. He's played offense and defense. I mean, what more could you ask for when you say 2,000 yards, no interceptions? That quarterback rating has got to be through the roof. Got to be through the roof. And he's also an Arkansas commit. Welcome to the Tony Sands Show, Tyler Cogwell. How you doing, Tyler?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good, man. I mean, you know, anytime I can bring young men on and help them continue to showcase their talents. Right now you're showcasing your talent. You're talking about your football skills, but you're also showcasing your talent that, hey, if I decide to go into another line of work, maybe broadcasting, maybe that line of work.
Uh-huh.
You know, but so many athletes go into the broadcasting field because it is what we do. We love to talk when we away from the football field. I know I love to talk. I love to communicate with people, and communicating with young men like yourself is always a plus. But how do you go through throwing for over 2,000 yards, first of all, with no interceptions? That's unheard of.
I mean, it just comes with a lot of work. We've been working the whole season, not really taking any days off. And then my teammates are always pushing me to get better. I'm always pushing them to get better in practice. We're always challenging each other. So a lot of it comes from the teammates and then the coaches too. Coaches are always making sure you're doing the right thing at the right time. And so we've just been really getting after it at practice, and that I think that's a really big part of it.
That means when I see that, first thing I thought about your receivers, because in order for a quarterback to not have – to have no interceptions, you mean you got to have some receivers that are putting that's landing on the line for you, that pretty much that'll die for you. Because I know there are some balls that may come out and all of a sudden they're wobbly, but your receivers are making sure that they still continue to make you shine. What do you guys do in order to – you got to be – I mean, give me a little bit about some of your receivers that you have on your team.
I mean, all of our receivers are really big playmakers for us. They can all make a little slant, come into a touchdown, and that makes it easy for us. But we got Isaiah McKenzie, who is probably one of the fastest in South Florida, and he's probably the quickest in South Florida too. He's a really big part of our team. And then Tyler Carmona, he's one of our bigger targets, around 6'4", 6'5", and he'll go up and get the ball pretty much anywhere you put it on him. And then we got Torrance Gibson, who's a young kid. He's our backup quarterback as well. He's a big kid. And then KJ Herbert, he's one of our fast track kids too. and Mark Kasdan and Alex Monfasilka, but they're all just, they've all been just working hard, and we really get after it every day of practice, and that's not even all of them. We got a lot more than that that are just athletes that play offense and defense.
And then you got Sony Michel, who you're doing your little passes off to as well.
That's what I was going to ask him. Now, here you are. You have one of the top-rated running backs for the class of 2014 in the backfield.
Yes, sir.
And all of a sudden, here you are, quarterback throwing for 2,000 yards. Does that – do he understand and he say, okay, you know what, I'm going to share this limelight with Tyler? Because, you know, I'm the first to tell you, some of us as athletes, we are very selfish when it comes to getting the ball, because it's only one ball. And here is Sony, since eighth grade, been rushing for 2,000 yards, 1,900, 1,500 yards. And all of a sudden now I got to share the wealth with the quarterback, because the quarterback is 2,000 yards. What is that like having him in the backfield?
He's great. He's one of the biggest. He makes the passing game even easier for me because everyone's so caught up in him running the ball that it makes it sometimes easy to get receivers open. And then when we do hand him the ball, he just makes plays himself, and he can make really big plays. We can be third and long sometimes, just give him a draw play, and he'll go for about 30, 40 yards. So he's just a really big part of our team, obviously. And then, but the main thing on our team is we're not so much worried about our personal stats, but we just really want to win and get that state ring.
I understand that. I understand that you said the ultimate. If you're playing the game of football here in South Florida and North Florida, there's one goal that you set at the beginning of spring ball, and that's to end up in the last game in December.
Yes, sir. That is the main goal. I mean, we've had our minds focused on that the whole time. We've been, every time we're training, we always think about that, but we also don't get ahead of ourselves and only think about that. We take it one game at a time, and I think that's a really big part of our team right now, too.
Now, you guys been putting up some big numbers on teams, man. I mean, some huge numbers.
Yes, sir.
I thought it was a misprint when I heard some of these scores. And it was at halftime. You guys putting up 50-some points on people at halftime.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's another big component here, Tony, is that, you know, with Tyler putting up those kinds of numbers, he's not even playing full games. You know, half of their team is being taken out in the third and fourth quarter.
And that's mind-boggling. Two weeks in a row, back-to-back, you guys play big district games. In both games, you guys are putting up over 50-some points.
Yes, sir.
Your district games are supposed to be your toughest games, but the way it seemed like you guys' district games was your easiest games. I mean, that's tough, but you are Arkansas commit.
Yes, sir.
And you committed to Arkansas back in when did you commit to Arkansas?
In mid to late May.
And in mid to late May, there's some things that took place there at Arkansas that changed some things around. Did that sway you in any kind of way? And what I mean, people that changed some things around, they had a coaching change. Some things happened with the coaching position. Did that, when that happened, did it kind of make you second guess your commitment to Arkansas?
Well, they actually changed coaches before I committed.
Okay.
But when I visited there, I really loved the area, and I loved the fan support. That was really big. I just saw how much the people really liked the Razorbacks, and that was huge. That made it really, it made you really want to go there just because the atmosphere is so great, and then the academics there are great, too. I think that's the big part on where I wanted to go to school was the academics and then the surrounding area and how much fan support they have.
That's what I want, Julian, that's what I want kids to hear, that are making this type of commitment, because I tell you, this is a commitment that changes your life. So it's nothing to go into lightly. You must take this serious. You stated.
Yeah, I think a lot of times kids get caught up in, you know, these big names, and yet they don't really know if they're going to like the town. Do they like the people? Is it someplace that they're going to see themselves for 4 years? Should God forbid anything happen where you can't play football anymore, are you going to want to still be there at that school and getting your degree and being with those people?
And Julie, you said a mouthful. Are you willing to stay in Arkansas or any other?
Okay, Tyler, why don't you say, you know, with that coaching change over there, you know, what was one of the coaches there that, you know, still to this day is drawing you to Arkansas? Would that be, you know, Coach Petrino, the offensive coordinator and quarterbacks coach?
Yeah, he's a big part while that I really like the place a lot because I've seen he's shown me a few things that he does with the offense. I just really love it. He just really pulled me into the offense because it's a pro offense, but it's a spread offense at the same time. They like to throw the ball, and it just seems like an offense that really fit me well. So that was a big part too.
Now let me ask you, Tyler, if you know the question that people are and you know which we know, seeing as how we know that there's going to be another coaching change happening, and we know that some schools are coming on you right now, would you say that you're still 100%? Committed, because like we know, and a lot of kids don't know this, is the fact that even when you get drawn to a school by a coach, that coach may not be there, you know, half of the time that you're there. You could be there for 2 years and then your coaches get switched out. Is that, you know, have you thought about that in this process at all?
Yeah, I mean, I'm still 100% committed, but I just believe that a coaching change can happen at any time, anywhere. And that was a big thing also that I understood. But yeah, I'm still 100% committed, and I really just want to wait and see who the next coach might be, and then I want to go up there and meet him.
That's awesome, Tyler. Well, I just want to tell you, you know, you're having a heck of a year. We hope that, you know, you and your team at American Heritage, you know, you all get your dream and get to the state playoffs, and keep your head in the game, and you're having a heck of a season, and I look forward to seeing where you go in the future.
Thank you.
Tyler, is there one thing that, you know, you could take out of this, that you being a senior and making your decisions and all of that, what would be the one thing that you would tell kids, you know, that are going to be entering this process, you know, in 2014, and some of the kids right now that might be listening, what would you tell them to look for?
Well, first one of all, thing. As in the recruiting process as a whole, or just want to be at Arkansas?
Just the recruiting process in a whole, and what made you decide to go to Arkansas, and some of the things that, you know, recruiters may tell young men to entice them to pick a school.
Well, first I would just say, even though you're going to visit, the first school you visit, you're always going to seem like you just love that school the most. You just got to keep going and visiting other schools too, to make sure that the area that you go to is the best area that for you and where you're going to be comfortable at for 4 years, because that's pretty much your new home. And then where you live actually becomes more like a vacation because you're barely there half the year. You're not even there half the year. So, I mean, that's just a big part, I believe.
Now, one thing I'm going to ask you, you know, I ask a lot of guys that I bring on the show that are already committed and they know where they're going. How is your other half? What I mean by other half, do you have a special someone that you're going to be leaving behind when you leave off?
No, not really. I mean, I'm just going to be leaving my family. Those are the people I'm going to miss the most, and then some of my close friends I'll miss, but no, there's no other half.
And the reason why I say that, you know, the reason why, because I'm telling you something, it ain't so much sometimes that you miss mom and dad. You know, you miss mom and dad. But when some guys wind up saying, they go in there and they can't stick it out, a lot of times, it don't be because they miss parents. It's because they miss somebody that they left behind, and it makes that decision to go off real tough. Real tough.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, those girls that get you every time, right, Tony?
Exactly. You know, that's why I tell guys, man, you guys are athletes. Here you are going into the SEC, a quarterback in the SEC. What more could a young man like yourself ask for? I mean, you're in heaven. You're in the best conference in college football. You're playing at one of the top SEC schools, Arkansas. You're going to wind up seeing some days Jerry Jones on your sideline. And a lot of guys from Arkansas wind up going to play for the Cowboys. Let's let it be known, because Jerry Jones is an Arkansas guy. You understand what I'm saying to you?
Yes, sir.
So you go there and do your thing, man. It was a pleasure to have you on the Tony Sands Show. Anytime I can speak to a young man like you, you have everything together. When I see young men like yourself that have everything together, it is the people that are behind the scenes that are doing a heck of a job, and that's your parents and your coaches,
yes,
because they are putting you in the right position to be successful. You continue to thank them. You continue to make your parents proud. You continue to make yourself proud. You continue to make American Heritage and Arkansas proud to know that they have a class act at American Heritage and coming to the University of Arkansas. Go Razorbacks. Thank you for coming to the Tony Sands Show. Julie, it was a pleasure having you on this week. We got to get Eddie on, but we were having some difficulty with him getting on. We're going to bring Eddie back to us next week, because I got to bring this young man on to the show. He, you know, was a Tennessee recruit, but we're going to bring him on next week. Guys, we got to head to Dallas, Texas. I have one of their insiders on the air with us, and we're going to go to him. But, Julie, I'll call you in out the air so we can get ready for some things this weekend. I'm going to be heading out to the St. Thomas game. Which game are you going to this weekend?
I would be going to actually American Heritage, but they're playing away, so I'm probably going to see you over at St. Thomas.
Hey, let's enjoy it. Let's go and watch some good football, because we got one of the kids that we also look after over there, and that's Brandon Powell, who's a heck of an athlete. So we'll get a chance to see Brandon Powell next week. My producer is nudging me. He's in my ear. We got to head to Dallas, Texas with our high school insider, Bibbs. Julie, I'll call you after the show so that way we can talk and get ready for next week.
All right, Tony. Thank you very much.
Thank you for coming to the Tony Sands Show. Tyler, thank you. Hey, guys, Tyler's playing this weekend. He's going to do his thing. That was Julie Corona. She's coming to you each and every week here on the Tony Sands Show. Now, let's head to the Lone Star State. When I say the Lone Star State, the Lone Star State when it comes to football. Welcome to the Tony Sands Show, our high school football insider in the state of Texas, Mr. Bibbs himself. B, what's going on in Texas, man?
Oh, man, you know, football as usual.
Football as usual. A state that loves football. I'm looking at some of these games this week, and I'm being amazed at some of the things I'm seeing these young men do. But one of the games that stand out to me is that South Oak Cliff game and Dallas Kimball. I got a chance some years ago to watch Kimball play, and that's when Carter was big at that time. But give me a little insight on this game, because I know it's a big game there in the Dallas area.
Right. Exactly. You know, that's a neighborhood game right
exactly.
there. You know, both of those schools are pretty dominant when it comes to the football field, or sports in general in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Right now, we got South Oak Cliff. They're undefeated on the season, 9-0. Dallas Kimball's coming in at 7-2. Well, both of these teams, when I say both of these teams can get after you, they get after you whether it comes to the offense, defense, special teams, players, even the coaches. So this should be a good one, a real good one. South Oak Cliff has a kid named Kenneth Arthur II. He just came off probably one of his best games ever playing high school football, where he threw for 294 yards, 4 touchdowns, also ran for a score himself. The kid is something to be reckoned with. And out of Dallas Kimball, they have a young quarterback named Terrion Gibson. He's not so – I wouldn't say he's as good as the other kid out of South Oak Cliff, but he's a great game manager. He has a lot of poise, a lot of swagger underneath that center, and he's really poised to take his team – to bring his team in for an upset this week. I'm really looking forward to going to watch this one.
And you said a neighborhood rivalry. I don't think people understand what goes into – these neighborhood rivalry games, because those games can go either way. Either way. It can go either way. If you had a chance to pick one of these schools, South Oak Cliff or Dallas Kimball, give me a score that you think the outcome of this game might be.
This one, I really think this one could be a real high-scoring game. Like I said, South Oak Cliff has a pretty good offense. So does Dallas Kimball. The defenses could come to play, but I actually think the score probably will be somewhere around
29-35. Wow. 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 Now, we talk about Dallas Carter because I mentioned Dallas Carter was one of the top schools. A good friend of mine that was a roommate of mine came and played at Dallas, a kid named Rob Martin. His brother ran in the Olympics some years ago in the 80s. Dallas Kimball, South Oak Cliff, and Dallas Carter was in a three-way tiebreaker. Am I correct?
Well, not exactly. Right now, Oak Cliff is ahead in the district.
Okay.
But if Kimball comes in and upsets South Oak Cliff this Friday, then they'll be in a three-way tie for the district championship. So
wow.
It will come down to a point differential or maybe a coin toss. Either way, three good teams. Either one of those teams can get high and go deep into the playoffs. So that's a pretty tough district right there. Not to say very tough district.
Now we also got another game. We got Arlington, Arlington Martin, Boone and Martin. Give me some insight on both of those schools.
This one right here is a big-time 5A game. Arlington Bowie actually beat Dallas Skyline earlier this season, which nobody was expecting that to happen with all the kids they have over at Skyline. But Bowie's an excellent football team in general. They have a kid, sophomore quarterback named Tony James. Last week, he passed for 234 yards, one touchdown. He also ran for 105 yards and a touchdown. And Arlington Martin has a kid named Kyle Hicks. He plays every position on the field, from running back to quarterback, wide receiver, defense. And he's totaled up about 1,100 yards rushing this season, 22 touchdowns on the ground, not to mention 500 yards passing. Like, he's basically Arlington Martin's offense. If Arlington Bowie can keep him in check, they have nothing to worry about. But that's not easy said. That's not easy done. They're going to have to really come with it to stop this kid.
When I'm looking at this kid, you said Tony Jones. Here, this kid's a sophomore, but he's putting up these kind of numbers. Sky's got to be the limit for a kid like that to put up those kind of numbers.
The limit for this kid. Yeah, the sky is the limit for this kid. Like, I actually got a chance to watch him earlier this season, and I was kind of amazed. And when I found reading the program, it said sophomore. I'm like, whoa. I don't remember putting up numbers like this as a sophomore, especially at the 5A level, So he's pretty good. He's going to be a great one. I think he's going to be a great one.
What is the top level? What is the top level in Dallas?
When you're talking about 5A football is the highest level we go in Texas. 5A, then you drop down to 4 and 3A.
Because we were here in Florida, because the Tony Sands Show is based out of South Florida. We have jumped all the way up to 8A because the population is getting so big. We had to jump up to 8A because so many schools are opening up. But now give me a highlight of the games that we had last week with Lancaster and Ennis. What happened in that game? So people would want to know.
Oh, man. Well, that game right there was one that we thought, when we came in, we were anticipating that, it was going to be a very close game. It didn't happen. Lancaster came off a loss to Red Oak 2 weeks ago. So I guess that was the fuel that they fired. And I talked about a kid last week named DeMarcus Ayers, which is a quarterback for Lancaster. He probably had one of his best games of his entire life. If he hadn't had, I don't think he's had a game this dynamic ever. He passed for 2 touchdowns. He ran for an 18-yard touchdown, and he even caught a touchdown pass from one of his wide receivers on the trick play. And Lancaster's defense completely shut down Ennis Ennis's offense. And Ennis always has a potent offense. They always pass the ball. They run a spread offense, and they let it fly. But they were only able to muster up about, I would say, probably about 200 yards total offense, and they had five turnovers. So, you know, anytime you got five turnovers in the game, you don't have a shot, really.
You don't have a shot at winning, buddy. You don't have a shot at winning. That hurts you.
You don't have a shot.
That puts you in some bad situations if you're trying to win a football game. It puts you in some bad situations. Now we have you on the show because I'm going to let you ride out the show with us. Let's talk a little. Let's talk a little college football. We're going to talk some college football.
Okay.
I want to talk some what they call this thing called the BCS. So many people talk about the BCS, and they talk about the SEC, because a lot of people think that the SEC is pretty much dominating.
Ladies, whether you're trying to look good for that special someone, or you're Miss Independent and you just want to look good for yourself, listen, you need to scratch where you've been going, cause Sensational is where you need to be. Where they specialize in shortcuts, weaves, sew-ins and wraps and so forth. At Sensational Beauty Salon, it's guaranteed that they'll have you looking for an appointment, call 954-786-3997. That's 954-786-3997. Located at 801 South Dixie Highway, Suite 5 in Cypress. Commercial brought to you by Focus and Dirty B.
I would rise to the top. Now I give it everything that I got. Yeah, I'm gon' ball. Yeah, I'm gon' be prepared for them suckers that be hating on me. Praise in the world that's so cold. Why so much hate? I don't know. Stereotyped and they can't see how it is growing up as a young G. Strange when you're raised in the